What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Society Says podcast. I know it has been a very, very long minute. And I actually am coming here today to kind of talk about that, what's been going on. But first, I want to say thank you for those that have stuck around, who have been patient, who have been very understanding. You know, that's what the Society Says family is all about, is just a bunch of people who are very understanding and loving and who encourage people to just live their life and be who they are. But I have a very good reason why I've been gone, and I think it'll be helpful to some people out there. I'm going to actually be sharing my birth control story, which I shared a little bit of it on the Society Says Instagram page, but I wanted to go more in depth here on the podcast. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. So to give you guys some context, I got married in December of 2019, and I got on birth control a month before I got married. I just wasn't on it before. I just didn't really feel like I needed to be. And now that I'm looking back, I realize I probably should have gotten on birth control like way before my wedding, because everything that I went through our first year of marriage, it made it seem like I just was struggling with marriage in general. But really, it was the birth control that was affecting me very negatively. So if you don't already know this about birth control, I don't know where you guys are with this, if you're thinking about getting birth control soon, or if you already are on birth control and you feel like you have been just not feeling yourself, I think that this episode is good to listen to regardless wherever you are with birth control. So if you have never been on birth control, then you don't know this, but when you get on birth control, the doctors will tell you to monitor your mental health, which is kind of crazy because you don't really realize what's happening until it's already so bad, which was my case. I didn't realize what was going on until I was in a very dark and low place before I realized what the heck was going on. But yeah, they tell you to monitor your mental health because, well, it's like hormones that are shooting through your body and it can affect everyone differently. That's also something that I want to point out, is that yes, this is going to be more of it's a negative experience that I'm sharing today, but that does not mean it's going to be a negative experience for you. Birth control affects everyone differently. Different types of birth control affect different, there's so many options for birth control and they all affect people differently. That's why it's kind of just a gamble when you go and get birth control. You can do all the research that you can, but ultimately, if you're going to get birth control that has hormones in it, you're going to have that unknown of not knowing how it's going to affect you and what's going to happen in the future. So I started off with the pill first, and I ultimately decided to do that literally just because my mom was on the pill, and so that's just what I knew about birth control, was the pill is my option, I guess. It was the thing that I was going to do. So I started off with the pill. I didn't mind having to take the pill every single day. I know that they're really strict about you taking it exactly at the same time every day, which I wasn't always the greatest at, but it is what it is. Anyway, so like I said, I got on the pill a month before I got married, and I didn't really notice anything for the first several months, but I did start to notice I would say 6 months into my marriage, I started to realize that I just didn't feel like myself anymore. So a little bit about me is I'm a very independent, strong person. I've been through a lot in my life where I had to be there just for myself. I didn't have anyone to lean on or anyone to tell me it was going to be okay, no one to go cry to. I was that kid growing up that I just had to be there for myself and take care of myself. I mean, I've just always been in situations like that. I've never leaned on anyone, never. I'm just very independent. I'm very strong-minded. So I slowly started to feel like I just wasn't myself anymore. I started to feel like I wasn't as strong and independent. I mean, obviously I was married, so I knew that I wasn't going to be as independent as I was before, but what was bothering me the most is that I just felt very weak. I just felt like I couldn't handle things like I used to, and my anxiety was getting worse, and I didn't really know why. It was easier for me to, for my mind to go to darker places, and I just didn't really understand what was going on. But again, like, either way, I am a fighter, so I kept just like pushing through. And just, you know, we had a, like at everyone else, 2020 was a crazy year. And me and my husband, you know, we went through a lot that year. We got robbed. We were like, didn't really have a stable home for most of the year. And it was just a crazy year, just like it was for everyone else. And I knew that it wasn't 2020 itself that was causing me to be that way, because again, things like that don't really bother me. So I was like, okay, I don't really know what's going on. But I also started to have like major issues with like my downstairs area. I started having like yeast infections all the time that like would never go away, and just always in discomfort down there. And at the time, I had no idea that that could be caused by birth control. So I went to my doctor. I saw so many doctors in the year 2020. I saw so many doctors. And finally, they were like, I think it's the pill. Like, I think you need to change your birth control. So I did. I changed it to Nexplanon. And if you don't know what that is, it's the little like stick thing that goes in your arm. And I was pretty nervous about doing this one just because I've heard bad things about it, but I also have heard really good things about it. So I was like, okay, I'll do it, because the other option is like shoving something up there, and I just don't like that idea. So I went with the arm implant. I was fine for like the first, I would say maybe a month. I don't know. This started to act pretty fast. So Nexplanon is a lot stronger than the pill, as far as my understanding goes. It's like more intense with the hormones. So, and I think it's just because it's supposed to like last for two, three years. I can't remember how long it is, but it's just more intense than the pill is. If I'm wrong, someone please correct me, but that's as far as my understanding is. So we had just moved into a new place, and we, like, our lives were very different, you know, things were different, but I was very excited about it. I went a month, I feel like this is important to say, I went a month without birth control because I had to be off the pill for like a certain amount of time before I could get the implant. And also just like waiting for it to be ordered and everything. So the month that I was off birth control, I was super happy. Like, I felt like myself again. And I didn't really realize that because, again, the pill was not as intense as Nexplanon. So it was causing me to not be myself and to feel a little bit like down and struggling, and my anxiety was really bad. But at the time, I thought that the pill was only affecting me physically. I thought it was just causing me to have yeast infections and discomfort down there. So I didn't really think about how happy I was the month that I was on birth control. So then I get on Nexplanon, and literally every passing month, it got worse and worse and worse. It started off with me just being irritable and like just not being myself, kind of like before. And then it gradually grew into me just having days where I would not get out of bed, which is not my personality at all. Like, I'm someone who gets up early in the morning, like 6 or 7 a.m. And like, I'm up and I'm productive. Mornings are like when I get stuff done. But it got to a point where I just didn't want to get up. Like, I would lay in bed, or I would get up, have breakfast, and then go back to bed. And Angel, my husband, he had no idea what was going on because he knew that that was not me. And my anxiety was so bad. I would have random breakdowns where I would just cry for no reason and get so upset. Like, literally, there was one weekend that we were going to LA to go visit family, and I just broke down out of nowhere. I don't even know why. Like, literally, I just started crying and I had no idea. And I remember through all of this, every time I had a breakdown, I would say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel like myself. But again, I was so like mentally ill that I like couldn't really connect the dots. And I just, again, like, I didn't even think about it too, because, well, it's kind of the case for everyone. You always think like, oh, it won't happen to me, but then it happens to you. And I think that was the case. Like, I didn't even consider birth control because I was like, oh, well, it won't happen to me. You know, like like, I won't be depressed. It won't happen to me because I've never been depressed ever. But that's the thing about depression. It's a chemical thing. So I just didn't consider it. And I just constantly would have breakdowns. Like every single day I was crying and having a hard time. And it eventually got to a point, I think this was like 5 months in, where I didn't want to do anything with my life. I was about to quit film. I was going to delete all social media. I was going to quit on Society Says completely. And I didn't want to work. I just literally wanted to quit everything, stop talking to all my friends and family, and just sleep all day, every single day. This is making me a little emotional, like, talking about this, because it was such a dark time. I didn't have suicidal thoughts, but it's not like I wouldn't have been surprised if things like that came through my mind. That's how depressed I was that I just literally didn't care about anything. And I was having like an identity crisis, because I knew that I wasn't being myself, but I had no idea why. And my husband, it got to a point where we had a talk one night, and he was like, I just don't know if I can handle this anymore. Like, he was like, I'll always be here. Like, I'm not going to leave you, but I am telling you the truth that I don't know, like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to handle this. Because my husband has never had to deal with anyone that's had mental issues before. He's never had to handle someone that's had depression or anxiety someone that he's close with. So he didn't know how to deal with any of this, and we didn't know what was going on. I was convinced I wasn't depressed, which is the crazy part. I thought I was okay. Anyway, there was one night that we were talking. Actually, okay, let me say this first. Sorry, this is all just like so emotional for me to like talk about now, because it's been a couple months now since I've been okay and I've gotten off birth control, so it's weird to like talk about this again. But there was one night that I literally just wanted to give up. I was so over it. And I remember I was laying in bed and Angel came in and I was just crying. And he came and hugged me and I was just bawling my eyes out. And I was like, this isn't who I am. Like, I don't know where I went, and I don't know how to find myself again. And I was so scared because I knew it was hard on him, and I was so scared I was ruining our marriage, and I literally could not change myself. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I'm usually so determined, and like, I'm able to like work on myself every day and like do my best, and I have like healthy habits, and now it's just all gone, and I just like had a really hard time. So the next day I like thought about it more, like, why is this happening to me? And it finally just popped in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's my birth control. So I told Angel that I need to go to the doctor and get it taken out. I kid you not, guys, the next day after getting that thing out of me, I felt completely different. I felt like myself again. Literally a burst of energy, and like I was back to like being productive. I was back to videoing and editing videos and being super creative, and I was super happy, and I was such a loving wife again. And like, literally, I just came back. It was so crazy to me. And I remember I had to do a follow-up appointment to get my stitches out, and my doctor asked me, she's like, so how are you feeling? And I was like, I cannot believe how different I feel. And she's like, yeah, usually that happens. It's literally just a chemical thing. And once you get this thing out of your arm and out of your system, like, you will literally instantly feel better. And I feel like it's important for me to share my story with you guys today, because if you are currently on birth control and you feel like you're not yourself, I think that you should go talk to your doctor about it, because it could be the birth control that is causing you to be someone that you're not. Because birth control, again, it's hormones being shot through your system, and it can affect people in a negative way. Now, there are non-hormonal birth controls that you can do. Right now, I am currently on nothing. I just told my husband, I was like, look, we just need to be very careful, because I just need to give my body a break. I'll probably do a non-hormonal form of birth control soon, but I just was so over everything that I was like, I just need a break. I don't want to do anything with my body right now. I just want to chill. I just want to give it a break and just let it rest. because it went through a lot last year. So you can do that option, but obviously it's a little bit risky if you're being sexually active. It is a little bit risky, but you just have to be very careful and just very mindful. But again, there are options that are non-hormonal, so it won't affect you in this way. But I think that this is something that every woman should be educated on. And there are books out there. Dang it, I wish I knew the title of this one book. But it literally is all about, like, birth control. And it just educates you on it in, like, a way that, like, you know, health class in high school didn't. So I just encourage you guys, if you're a woman and you're listening to this, honestly, even if you're a man and you want to, like, understand this a little bit more, it doesn't hurt you at all, especially if you're married or you have, like, a serious relationship with a woman. I think it's good to know, because if they are on birth control or they're getting on birth control, I think it's just good to understand, like, some of the things that can happen, the side effects that, you know, unfortunately some women get. So please educate yourselves, do some research, find some good books, talk to people, ask people about their stories with birth control, their experiences, because again, everybody has a different experience. Like, I know a lot of people that this arm implant, the Nexplanon, really works for them and they love it. And I know some people who get depressed. I know some people who have gained weight from birth control, who just, their anxiety is heightened. Like, there's a lot of side effects, unfortunately, but I don't want you guys to be afraid of birth control. I just want you to educate yourself and understand, if you're starting to think about getting on birth control, just to understand your different forms of birth control and what the side effects are, and to maybe ask people around you to please help you to monitor your mental health if you are going to choose a birth control that does have hormones in it. But as you guys can probably tell, this was a very emotional story for me to tell today. I honestly thought I was going to tear up more than I did. It's just really hard looking back and knowing that, like, I went through such a dark phase and, like, I didn't have to. I think that's sometimes what bothers me the most. It's like, dang, like, I could have been so productive during that time, but because of birth control, I was so depressed and not okay. But also, I think everything happens for a reason. That's kind of my way of thinking. Everything happens for a reason. And yeah, I don't know. But I hope that you guys are just being cautious and doing your research before you decide to, you know, go with a form of birth control. I appreciate you guys so much. I really do. I really want to get back into recording more regularly. I don't know how often I'll have guests on here. I would like to, you know, still get some consistent guests coming on, but we will see. Just with, I don't know, things are starting to open up, so people are starting to, like, get busier schedules and stuff. But I want to try, because I love this podcast so much. So, and if you guys have any recommendations or things that you would like for me to talk about on here, you can always send me a message on the Society Says Instagram, which is always linked in the little description here. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, your week, and that you guys are just taking care of yourselves. Remember, self-care is not a selfish thing. It is something that we should be doing. All right, guys. I love you guys so much, and I will be back in the next episode. See ya.